College can be a stressful time. Students are in a new environment, juggling schoolwork, jobs, and relationships. At the University of Pittsburgh, students are getting help with managing their stress from a special kind of therapist. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez reports for our Bridges to Health initiative.
On a Tuesday night, the first floor of the Cathedral of Learning is brimming with students, their conversations bouncing off the high, arched ceilings. They're sitting on the ground in more than a dozen small circles, and at the center of every circle is a dog. That's Oliver, a golden retriever. He's lying on his side being pet by five or six people at once. Despite all the attention, Oliver is super calm and he doesn't bark at all. That's because he, like every other dog here, is a therapy dog from the College Canines Program at Humane Animal Rescue. Every Tuesday evening, the dogs come to the cathedral with their handlers to hang out with students like freshman Gretchen Murphy Zug.
What stresses you out?
Definitely like tests. It's a very different environment from my high school in that, like, plot twist, you actually have to study to do well.
Marnie Greenwald, assistant medical director at Pitt Student Health Service, says she sees students every day whose stress manifests in physical symptoms.
A lot of stomach issues, whether it be diarrhea or heartburn, a lot of muscle tension, neck pain, back pain.
There are also cases where stress has led to much more serious situations.
We'll sometimes see students who present with evidence of self-harm, for example, cutting. We do see a fair amount of students with disordered eating.
It's important, Greenwald says, for students to stay on top of their stress in a healthy way before it gets that bad. She says things like exercise and meditation work well, but so can simply hanging out with a dog.
That calmness and being around the dogs and being in your happy place, it does go down to a chemical.
That chemical is oxytocin. A 2015 study published by Japanese researchers in Science magazine showed that when we make eye contact with dogs, our brains release this chemical, sometimes referred to as the love hormone. It's associated with the good feelings we get when we interact with people like our parents or intimate partners. Murphy Zug at the cathedral describes it like this.
I feel calmer. Like, you can relax. Just go back and chill and not have to worry about anything. Because if nothing else, the dogs don't care if you fail a class.
The therapy dog events at Pitt have become increasingly popular since they first launched in 2002. Marsha Robbins runs the College Canines Program at Humane Animal Rescue.
At first, we weren't allowed in the buildings. We would come out and just hang out on the streets, hang out on corners with our dogs. And that was a very small scale. We had maybe five or six dogs, maybe 20 kids a week.
Today, Robbins estimates that at least 200 students stop by the cathedral every Tuesday night. This Halloween, when they dressed the dogs up in costumes, she says it was about 1,000. And in the last 2 years, the program has even expanded beyond Pitt's campus to similar events at Point Park and Duquesne universities. Robin says one of her favorite parts of the program is tracking the progress of students who start coming to the Tuesday night events as freshmen and stay on through senior year.
By the time they graduate, they come with their friends and they hang out with the dogs, and you can just see them grow into these secure, wonderful, purposeful beings.
Murphy Zug could end up being one of those freshmen that comes back year after year. She says she's already scheduled next semester's classes, so she's free for Therapy Dog Tuesdays. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
The College Canines Therapy Dogs will be at a couple special events to kick off finals week for students, at Pitt's Hillman Library on December 9th and on Duquesne's campus the following night. Find more on this and other stories in our Bridges to Health series at our website, wesa.fm.